Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
American Freedom Network and our regularly scheduled guest isn't regularly scheduled. He's not going to be available, so it's going to have to be open lines. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but I thought maybe we'd start this morning with something that I'm deeply concerned about. And if you listen regularly, you know I am, that the very real possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack from North Korea, which would certainly devastate our country. And what is really so incredible about the whole issue is the total seeming lack of concern on the part of the establishment that controls America. Now, as you know, we have the Trilateral Commission controls the America. Barry Goldwater told us about it in his book with no apologies back in 1979. On page 280 of his book, he made the statement. I mean, the purpose of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is to seize, is to take political and economic control of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. Barry Goldwater's words, page 280, his book, with no apologies, you can get used copies from us. You need to get that book, and you need to read that entire chapter on our unelected rulers. And he points it out, we have a group of people who control America that we don't elect, but they control our country. And as we pointed out repeatedly, certainly between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was certainly a member of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly six of the eight world bank presidents, eight of the 10 world trade representatives, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, and certainly the nine of the 12 secretaries of defense all came from this little group. We do not rule our country. Our elections are rigged. We vote for the candidates of their choice. John Kerry, who is the current secretary of state, came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. But what really puzzles me is the fact that they don't seem to be concerned about the threat from North Korea. In fact, just last week, why during the congressional hearings, why, of course, the congressman read from a report put out by the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the intelligence arm of the Pentagon, and basically they said that they are moderately confident that these North Koreans have a nuclear weapon, that they can put it onto a missile, and that those would be certainly potentially dangerous to us. The figure that we have is about 100 missiles. Now, pardon me, about 100, bombs, nuclear bombs. But what you don't understand is what we've learned, Peter Pry, we've learned from other people, certainly who've been associated with what's going on in Washington, D.C., Peter Pry was actually on the staff of the Congressional Commission that investigated the threat of EMP attacks. And when I called him last week, I'd asked him to be on our program. Why, you could just tell from the way he talked to me. He started talking. He didn't stop for 5 minutes and finally said I should get off my soapbox. And I said, yes, please say that when you come onto our programs. But he is well aware of the threat to America. And most people are not. I mean, I can remember in the days leading up to World War II, I'm old enough to remember. I can remember, you know, that certainly we heard about the Japanese, and there was a possibility of a war, and the Japanese were mobilizing for war, but they had their representatives over here talking in Washington, D.C. Of course, they didn't mention that at the time that our representatives were here in Washington, D.C., the Japanese fleet was moving across the Pacific Ocean. The government knew that. They knew where the Japanese fleet was. They concealed the truth from the American people. Now, of course, we know a great deal more about what happened at that time because we know that basically the gentleman who, the Emperor of Japan, was a member of a secret society, the same secret society that's always ruled the world. It was called the Order of the Garter, goes back to 1400. And the Emperor Hirohito, they never went to a war without his permission. He was a member of that secret society at the time. They wanted a war. Why did they want a war? Well, because they wanted basically to create this one world government. That was the reason that they fought World War One. And when the League of Nations failed, they needed World War Two. And when World War Two failed, World War II failed to bring about the certainly United Nations that became the world government. We have the United Nations, but it's not a world government. That's why we need World War III, and we know it's planned. So that we have the letter from Mazzini to Albert Pike, and some people will say, the letter isn't true. We know it isn't true. We can't find the letter, and that's true. We have copies of the letter, but we've never seen the original letter, but we do know that H.G. Wells, who was part and parcel of this conspiracy, wrote a book back in 1933, and the name escapes me. I think it's mentioned in my book. If not, anybody wants it, we can get you the copies of the page, because we actually got the book and read it. And he talked in 1933 about how World War II would begin in 1938, and then he said, and World War III will begin, and he talked about it in Iraq in the 1990s, 1988, something like that. So H.G. Wells, who was privy to what was going on, knew that World War III was planned. Well, it's timing us off. Certainly we had the Iraqi War, but that didn't lead to World War III. However, World War III is coming, and that's one reason why we're toppling all those governments over there in the Near East and the Middle East, and bringing them under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a united organization dedicated to the defeat of the West and establishing a one-world Islamic system. There's no question. That's, of course, why we're over there killing the civilians in Syria, the terrorists over there that are killing. They've killed over 70,000 civilians in Syria. They're all financed by the United States. And basically, we have our special forces troops in both Jordan and in Turkey training and arming and financing the terrorists who are killing the civilians. And does anybody care? And then, of course, does anybody really care that North Korea is working with Iran very, very closely to develop electromagnetic pulse weapons that can be used against America? This is pretty much against Peter Fry, Ambassador Cooper. Our telephone number is 877-254-7526.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And it's open lines. We'd love to hear from you because our scheduled guest didn't show up this morning. That's 877-254-7524. So give us a call if you have a question, a comment. But basically, North Korea has declared they're at war with South Korea and with the United States. Last week, they stated that Tokyo in Japan would be consumed in nuclear flames if certainly Japan intervened in any way in the coming conflict, or the conflict that is going to exist between North and South Korea. Now, basically, as you know, there was never a peace agreement following the Korean War. The Korean War was phony. We were never allowed to win the war. They wouldn't allow our bombers to bomb the bridges across the Yalu. They wouldn't even allow our bombers to bomb the power plants, the hydroelectric plants, and the plants where they were generating electricity in North Korea. It was a phony war. We went to war only to convince the American people that Washington, D.C. was anti-communist. After all, at the end of the Second World War, we turned China and Eastern Europe over to the communists. And a lot of Americans were saying, why, my goodness, there are going to be communists working in the State Department and communists working in the White House. We fought a war to bring freedom to Europe and to China. And what happened? We turned them over to the communists. So to convince the American people, we had a phony war in Korea. And it was a phony war. We lost almost 48,000 men. Of course, 8,000 of those men were simply abandoned. They fought for America. They were captured by the North Koreans. We never asked for them back again. They took them to Moscow, and they did all sorts of horrible experiments on them, mild experiments on others. None of them ever came back, and we never tried to get them back. We were working at the same time with the communists in Moscow, as we always have, using Americans for experimentation, and they knew what they were doing. 8,000 Americans were never repatriated after the Korean War. And then subsequently, we've continued financing North Korea. Oh, they say they make threats, and then we have to give them things to buy them off, and then they make all these promises, and they never keep them, and then they threaten again, and we give them more money, and we actually help them build their soft water nuclear reactor. And then, of course, we eventually cut off funds for that because of all the things they were doing. But then, of course, they got in touch with Mr. Khan, Dr. Khan from Pakistan, who was a nuclear scientist who was working with the CIA. We transferred the technology to create nuclear weapons to the Pakistani government. Let me repeat that. The CIA transferred the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to the Pakistani, to Dr. Khan, who's always worked with the CIA. Now, we can't let the American people know that. India got their nuclear weapons. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. This is all covered, much of this is covered in a book by Sybil Edmonds, who took this case all the way to the Supreme Court. She worked for the FBI. She had the evidence that the State Department and the CIA are transferring nuclear technology, actively allowing it to being transferred to the Pakistanis. She wanted to let the American people know. She was told by a federal court she couldn't because she had signed the secrecy agreement. She was told by a federal appeals court she couldn't. The United States Supreme Court refused to hear the case. And, of course, eventually Sybil Edmonds went to London and actually gave the story to the London Times, carried throughout the world about how America had helped the Pakistanis get their nuclear weapons, totally blocked out in the controlled media in America. Our number is 877-254-7524. Well, you must understand the Pakistanis then helped the Koreans, the North Koreans, to build their nuclear weapons, and they've helped the Iranians to build their nuclear weapons. And they're all working together. And, of course, both North Korea and Iran have developed an electromagnetic pulse bomb. And Peter Pry gives this story. He was on the Congressional Commission. He was a member of the staff of the Congressional Committee that actually investigated the threat of an EMP attack to America. His information is vitally important because they have information from all over the world, from defectors, that North Korea has an electromagnetic pulse bomb. And you don't need a very accurate missile. All you need is a bomb and a missile, and you explode it 300 miles in the atmosphere, and you totally, suddenly destroy the infrastructure of the United States and send us back to the way it was in the beginning of the 19th century before we had electricity. But why aren't our leaders concerned about this? Why is there an active, organized, coordinated effort to conceal this information from the United States, from the public of this country? Why is it certainly that we're not hearing anything about the fact that both Iran and North Korea, working together, have developed an electromagnetic pulse bomb? Basically, recently when they had the explosion over there, I think it was probably Israel that set off an explosion in one of the major laboratories there in Iran. I think 50 scientists were killed. But many of those scientists, or a number of them, were North Korean scientists who were working in Iran, helping them develop their nuclear weapons. And this is what the American people are not being told, that there is a very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse. North Korea has stated that they were at war with both South Korea and with the United States, because, of course, we have no peace agreement with them. We're still under the armistice. They've renounced the armistice. Why? Because we put sanctions on them, ladies and gentlemen. We put sanctions on North Korea after they carried out a nuclear test. We certainly said, oh, well, you don't have a right to have a nuclear test. And ladies and gentlemen, we have bombs, nuclear bombs. We've helped Pakistan to get their bombs. We've tolerated India having nuclear bombs. Certainly, France has nuclear bombs. Germany has nuclear bombs. Russia has nuclear bombs. China has nuclear bombs. Oh, but North Korea, oh, you can't have a nuclear bomb. Iran, you can't have a nuclear bomb. We know very well that we gave the plans to Pakistan. That was Sybil Edmonds' story. You can get her book and then read that tragic story. I've interviewed Sybil a number of times. She's very fortunate. She's not in prison. I think the reason she's not in prison is because they're afraid of the publicity. And the last thing they want is for you to understand, we have created the best nuclear armed enemies that American tax dollars can buy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pardon me, our telephone number for this program is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So North Korea has cut off all relationships to South Korea. Before, they had a border and people could go across the border. Well, of course, that's been stopped. North Korea has threatened a nuclear attack on South Korea. And ladies and gentlemen, the estimate is they have 100 nuclear weapons. I mean, Seoul, Korea is 50 miles from the border. It's probably got close to 8 million people living there. One nuclear bomb would devastate that area. North Korea has actually shut down the industrial plant. There was an industrial plant that a number of different businesses had businesses in this industrial camp or industrial center in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. And there were about 50,000 North Koreans who worked there, 50,000 South Koreans worked there. And this was the sole source of hard money, at least this is what we're told, for North Korea. And they closed that down. Why? I mean, why would they do something like that? Why? They're preparing for war. And, of course, you must understand, and the thing is that's never stressed here in America, is that North Korea is simply a surrogate of communist China. We never refer to China. Have you ever noticed we never refer to China as communist China. It's always China. Why? Because they don't want you to understand that China has a communist government that was installed there in 1949 by the United States government. People knew that back in 1949. They knew that initially. But because the media is so tightly controlled, nobody ever points out that the Chinese communist government was installed by the American State Department, and we still have very close relationships with them. And North Korea, which now has nuclear weapons and threatening the United States, is a surrogate of China, but China is pretending to be, oh, well, my goodness, we don't want a war, we don't want any violence. Wouldn't it be terrible if North Korea were to drop a couple of, or even one electromagnetic pulse bomb on the United States and knock out their whole electric system? Why wouldn't that be a shame? And ladies and gentlemen, that's not true at all. China wants to lead the world, and there are people in this country that want that to happen. And the Bushes are one of the largest financial, the Bush family, one of the largest financial investors in China, have tremendous land holdings over there. within communist China itself and many of our other major industries, heavily invested in there. All of these industries tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, organizations dedicated to this idea of a one-world government, of one-world religion, of one-world financial system, and installing the new one-world leader, which is, of course, is the message you learn from the scriptures if you read them, if you actually analyze what's going on. This is exactly what is taking place today. And unless you understand prophecy, you can't understand what's going on. You can't understand why Pope Benedict suddenly resigns just at this time. First time a pope has resigned in 600 years. He resigns, we bring in a new pope, first Jesuit we've ever had. And the Jesuits are deeply involved in this conspiracy. And what suddenly is our new pope talking about? He's talking about a one-world religion. He's already had an ecumenical meeting where, of course, he announced that Muslims worship the same God that we do. Ladies and gentlemen, the Muslims don't worship the same God as Christians, but this is what the new pope is saying, and he's working to bring all religions under a one-world religion. Why would that be happening at this time? Why, for the same reason that our leaders are working to bring about a one-world government, they also want a one-world religion, but they're not coordinating this. I really believe that God is allowing this to happen. I believe the prince of this world, Lucifer, is in charge, is working adamantly to consolidate his control of the world. And unless you understand what's going on prophetically, so much of what's taking place doesn't make any sense politically. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you because I have nothing planned for this morning, and our regularly scheduled guest, Michael Maloof, didn't show up. So I'd like to know what you think, or if you want to talk on something else. Well, I would love to certainly discuss that with you. But the average American is unprepared for the consequences of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. And yet I will tell you, the people I know in Washington, D.C., and that I've talked to, people who've been on the congressional commissions, people who have access to the information that's available in Washington, D.C., many of them are frightened to death and are making plans to protect themselves and their families. But you see, the average American isn't making any plans because he's not being told there's a danger any more than we were told there was really a danger before World War II came. And I remember the shock that came to me when I was 12 years old and my closest friend came over on his bicycle to tell us, my family, that the Japanese had just attacked Pearl Harbor. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you're not going to have to be told about the attack. You're going to know it because the little lights are going to go out all across America. And we're not going to have any electricity. The electric grid's going to go down. And why aren't our leaders concerned about this? Or do they really want to destroy America? I don't think so. I mean, I could be mistaken on this, but I believe that there are powerful spiritual forces that are blinding the people the Trilateral Commission, they want to maintain America. It's financial and military strength, not a one world government. There are other forces. Our number is 877-547-5524. Give us a call. We want your call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest didn't show up, so it's open lines. Give us a call. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I'd like to know what you think about this or any other subject you'd like to talk about. But basically, the White House, the administration, assures us that the Defense Intelligence Agency of the Pentagon is absolutely wrong. Now, the Defense Intelligence Agency has said they have moderate confidence that the North Koreans not only have ballistic missiles that can carry a nuclear weapon, but that they basically, the North Koreans have developed a nuclear weapon that is small enough to fit on to the head of a missile. Well, the administration said that is not true. We are totally confident it isn't true. We're so absolutely confident that we're deploying Patriot missiles in Japan. We're deploying missiles, anti-ballistic missiles, certainly all along the West Coast, going to add another six anti-ballistic missiles along the West Coast of the United States. This is not true, but we're moving our cruisers, our anti-ballistic missile cruisers, over into the area of North Korea. There's nothing to worry about, and that, of course, why we're on the alert. Our forces are on the alert. the commander over there, and the military commander, American military commander in the Far East, was supposed to come to Washington, D.C. to testify, canceled his trip to Washington, D.C. There's nothing to worry about. We're deploying all these missiles to protect both Japan and South Korea from an attack from North Korea. But what you understand, there's no truth to what the Defense Intelligence Agency said. And maybe you can explain to me why, if there's no truth to this, they're deploying all these missiles and moving the Aegis carriers, which, of course, are anti-ballistic missile carriers, certainly into that area. Well, we do have a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. And isn't it interesting that despite the fact that the administration insists that there's nothing to worry about, that they're taking all these defensive moves, why would they be doing that if there's nothing to worry about? Who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I know this is off topic, but I've been waiting a couple of weeks for you to have open lines.
You go right ahead.
I have a friend at work that has adrenal and brain cancer, and I seem to remember sometime in the past you had a guest on one time talking about brain cancer, and I wonder if you remember anything about that.
Sure, that was Stanislaus Brzezinski, and his clinic is in Houston, Texas. You can find it on the Internet. He's had very good results treating people with tumors, and he actually uses a specific product that he has developed. And it's basically a small molecule peptide. And basically he had found that that people who actually who had cancer did not have this in their blood. He's been working this for many years. His results with many people are excellent. Now your friend should be on certainly a fruit and vegetable diet and nothing other than that. Because many times people who will change their diet will have dramatic improvements. But certainly Stanislaus Brzezinski, it'd be well worthwhile taking a trip to down there to the Brzezinski Medical Center, and he's had excellent results from this. And despite all the efforts by the genocidal establishment, and that's what the Christian AMA and the American Dental Association is all about, is suppressing effective treatments for cancer. Despite that, and despite the fact that they've sued him several times, trying to put him in prison, I think they were going to send him in prison for 230 years. And his crime, well, he was curing people with cancer. He's still down there. His clinic is working. And it would be well worthwhile considering going there. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. He doesn't have a product you can order, or you have to go to
No. You have to go down and be evaluated. You can't just order this over the... I mean, he needs to go down. He needs to be evaluated. And sometimes they treat them not only with the medication that he uses. Sometimes you use Laetril and other things. But, of course, he puts them on a strict fruit and vegetable diet. And then he uses this medication. And basically this has helped people so many of the people who've been to see Dr. Brzezinski have simply been given up as terminal. And we actually carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We have a four CD set of interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and with Tom Elias, who wrote a book about him, even with a retired military lieutenant colonel, I think it was the Green Berets, and basically his son had a brain tumor. And he was doing fine when he was on Brzezinski's treatment, but the government insisted to get off of it, and the little boy died. But, I mean, it was just a heart-wrenching interview with his father who wanted to save his son, and the government killed him. The FDA killed his son.
Well, my friend had lung cancer and went through radiation and chemo treatment, and then she started taking the apricot seeds, you know, that are in the apricot pits.
Yeah, that's the last one. But you can't get the adequate doses simply by eating apricots.
Yeah. Well, anyway, her lung cancer disappeared, and then she's got the adrenal and the brain cancer, and I'm just going to wonder if the chemo might have triggered that.
Well, basically what the chemo does is destroy your immune system. And both radiation and chemotherapy suppress the immune system. Now, I would qualify what I'm saying is that there are certain cancers, and I'm speaking now of lymphomas, and certainly leukemia sometimes, you can do fairly well with chemotherapy and radiation. But for the hard tissue tumors, and we're talking about adrenal and lung and breast and prostate, I mean, these things, if you look at statistics, they do almost no good. Five-year survival is very, very low because many prostate cancers are so low, such low virility that people will outlive them, and basically the chemotherapy and radiation do far more harm than good. Some prostate cancers, they do perhaps have some help, but most people die within 5 years if they have these cancers. But if they go on these alternative treatments, they can get better. So it's so tragic. And the average person cannot honestly believe anybody would be so evil as to actually suppress effective treatments for cancer. But if you've never heard our 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians or simply read the transcript of it, you need to. There really are people who are actively suppressing cancer. And you'll hear Dr. Dunnigan talking about hearing Dr. Richard Day, who was the head of the medical, he was the medical director of a Planned Parenthood, giving a talk in 1969 saying they have treatments for cancer. They're going to keep them suppressed. There's too many people in the world. They got to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. You got to be awfully evil to have that attitude. But that's the attitude they have, unfortunately. But I hope your friend would go down to talk to Dr. Brzezinski or go down there. It costs money. He has to make a living on it. There are other people. There's this clinic down in Tijuana that we've talked about, and they help people. There's one in in Kentucky, the Home for Health, and although they don't use medication, they use oxygen therapy and electromagnetic and other therapies along with diet, and they've had very good results treating people. But you have to change your diet, and they're not telling the people that the toxin works. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. My number is 877-254-7525-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Open Lines, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Is our caller still on the line? I guess he isn't. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, basically the reason we have the epidemic of cancer is because they're systematically poisoning us. Basically, they're poisoning the water with fluoride. They know that fluoride is carcinogenic. They know that. But, and so what are they doing? They're putting it in the water. Now, basically, they also know that lead is carcinogenic. And what are they doing? They're putting it in the water, hydrofluosilicic acid. Hydrofluosilicic acid is used for the fluoridation of 90% of the water that is fluoridated. And you might check with your local water department to see if your water is fluoridated, what they're putting in it. Chances are they're not using sodium fluoride. They're using hydrofluosilicic acid. And in the largest study ever done in America, 450,000 children, 450,000 children, this is all covered in an article by Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth University, who we've interviewed. Of 450,000 children, when they checked, did finger sticks on them and checked the level of the lead in the blood of children. Why, of course, if you were a white child and you were drinking water that was fluoridated with hydrofluosilicic acid, the level of the lead in your blood doubled. If you're Hispanic, went up four times. If you're black, it went up six times. And, of course, it's that lead of encephalopathy and the blacks that caused them to commit the so much of the crime, which is why one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole today. They know that. But, of course, they continue doing that. And the fact you've never heard this simply shows the degree of control that exists over what the American people think today. But basically, they're poisoning the food, and they're certainly poisoning the food with aluminum. And basically, because they're spraying aluminum in the air. And but if you doubt that, go up on the internet and just type in jet fuel aluminum, jet fuel aluminum, and you'll find out that there is aluminum in the jet fuel. And of course, they're also spraying aluminum, but it's aluminum in the jet fuel. And basically, then it's getting into the soil, it's getting into the trees, it's getting into the food, it's getting into the whales. They found a 2,000 increase in aluminum, the blubber of whales, according to Roslyn Peterson. So basically, they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the food, and they're poisoning our children with vaccines. You take your vaccines. As an adult or child, you get aluminum, you get mercury. Why are they doing that? Well, because it destroys the immune system and it destroys the reproductive system. They know what they're doing. Talk to the doctors in alternative medicine. The first thing they will do is check you for toxic metals. And I've been told that almost 90% of the people, as high as sometimes 100% of the people, will have high doses of these chemicals, and you've got to get rid of them if you're going to get well, especially if you have cancer. So they have to chelate you, and if they chelate you, they can get rid of these metals, and they use DHA or other various products. But basically, these will actually clear the metals from your system, and then your immune system can take over, and that is the secret of everything, is to get your immune system working. If you have cancer, if your immune system isn't working, why, if you're not going to have any ability to maintain your health, your body can ordinarily take care of the cancer. And then, of course, what you do is you get your radiation, your chemotherapy, and maybe your primary cancer goes away, and then you develop other cancers. Why? Because your immune system has been destroyed and suppressed, and the average individual doesn't understand this. The average doctor doesn't understand that. But you need, of course, to get some of our articles on and our tape sets on why do we still have cancer, the book we carry, the Brzezinski Breakthrough, the 4-CD set on Dr. Brzezinski, all very, very important. We had some fascinating interviews with Lindsay Williams, who's gone to a clinic down there in Tijuana. We've had interviews with Steve Day, who has the Home for Health facility, the Home for Health facility in Kentucky. And what do? They do exactly what I'm talking about. They check for the chemical, for the heavy metals, and they get out of the diet. They get people onto a proper diet. And there's certainly many people who will respond to oxygen or other types of therapy that help and will actually reverse the process, build up your own immune system so your body can take care of the cancer. And the fact that this is not being done, the fact that cancer is the largest killer in America today, why? Because there are too many people in the world. They've got to die of something. they might have to well die of cancer. Those are the words of Richard Day, according to Dr. Dunnigan. If you've never heard our 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, you need to listen to it. I did one of the interviews myself, Dr. Randy Engel. I should say, not Dr. Randy, but Cindy Randy Engel did the other three, and they're heartbreaking when you understand this is what's really going on today. And the fact that you will never hear about the fact that they have treatments for cancer and they're keeping them suppressed simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And we spend all this money on the American Cancer Society over researching treatments for cancer, and the effective treatments are being suppressed. And we spend all this money, universities doing all this research for cancer, and the effective treatments are being suppressed. But you can buy extremely expensive medications that prolong your life for a few months. We have another caller. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Bertie in Colorado.
Hi,
and
how are you?
I was calling with information for this man that just called on Brzezinski.
Yes.
And we have an independent TV station here in Colorado that just showed the whole movie, the DVD on Brzezinski, a month ago, and I just received it in the mail. Anyway, it's called, and I do have a website here. I looked out. I was laying on my counter. If they look up Brzezinski, and that's Brzezinski movie.com, I thought they might even be able to get this two DVD set.
Well, you know, we really should carry that. I've been meaning to, and I just so many things to do. Thank you so much for that.
Well, they just ran it on our...
Is there a number of people who can call, or they just have to look it up on the internet?
Let me see here. I think probably it says for more information and so on this website, and that's BrzezinskiMovie.com. And
okay,
it was
God
shown on our TV here in Colorado. Did he call from Colorado?
God bless.
Okay.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I said, if you'd like to get the book of the Brzezinski Breakthrough, we have it. We have a 4-CD set, or 4-tape set, I'm not certain which, perhaps both, of interviews with Dr. Brzezinski, the gentleman who wrote the book about this, with the lieutenant colonel whose son was killed by the government because they wouldn't allow him to have Brzezinski's treatment, and this man was actually had to flee in his own country that he had fought for, to keep away from the FDA, who wanted to seize his son and force him to go back and have the chemotherapy and radiation, which killed him ultimately, killed this little defenseless boy. And they're doing this all across America. And when you hear President Obama talking about the 20 children who died there and at the Sandy Hook School, but he never talks about all the kids who are being killed by the medical treatment they're getting when this effective treatments are being effectively suppressed in America. Dr. Baczynski's had very, very good results with brain cancers in children, but of course this is not to be allowed here in America. And they tried to send Dr. Baczynski to prison for 230 years in his crime. Well, he was dispensing medicine that was helping cancer, but it was going across state boundaries, and you can't send things across state boundaries that aren't approved by the FDA. And they wanted to send him to prison for 230 years. This isn't free America. You must understand what's going on. You must get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get our four CD set on the EMP attack, threat of an EMP attack. The DVD we have on the threat of an EMP attack, the book, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, 30 years with the Defense Department, senior analyst when he retired a couple of years ago to go to work for WorldNet Daily. Read his articles at WorldNet Daily. He's doing a great job of getting information out. You are not being told the truth by the media. Begin making your preparations for the threat of an EMP attack. What would you do if suddenly the lights went out? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And, of course, go there. You can actually read our newsletters for nothing and watch our DVDs for nothing in any way. And certainly listen to our programs. Remember, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And, of course, you can hear 4 hours there on our website. And certainly the programs are archived. And if you have even a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen to the afternoon program, certainly for 2 hours. You can actually, if you have a UB satellite, why you can hear our programs there about 9 hours a day. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, an internet connection, radioliberty.com. And we're involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. There's organized evil working at the highest levels of the FDA and of our government today. There are evil people working within government. They've seized control of both political parties. We're ruled by the Trilateral Commission. Look at their website. Go to their website, trilateral.org. Look at their logo. And in the center, an upside-down broken cross, the emblem of the ancient mystery, satanic Luciferian religions, long antedated the crucifixion of our Lord on the cross. An upside-down broken cross is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. Why would they have that as the logo of the Trilateral? Well, ladies and gentlemen, man, please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for greater liberty. Until tomorrow, pray the Lord.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a 1 hour time, a person can donate 1 unit of blood. that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message